From NPR News in Washington, I'm Louise Schiavone. Most analysts agree that GOP presidential hopeful Mitt Romney got his campaign back on solid ground last night with a strong performance in his debate against President Obama. As NPR's Ari Shapiro tells us, the evening has energized the Romney campaign, starting with a surprise appearance by the candidate at a gathering of conservative activists in Denver today.
Romney was not on the scheduled lineup of speakers, and the crowd exploded into cheers when he walked into the room.
We didn't have this planned, but decided to stop by just to say hello. When I heard my boys were going to be here, I couldn't resist.
He reprised one of his most successful lines from Wednesday's debate.
I saw the president's vision as trickle-down government.
After weeks of bad news for his campaign, Romney badly needed the reset that the debate provided. Now he campaigns in Virginia and Florida, two of the most important swing states in this election. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, traveling with the Romney campaign.
President Obama also rallied his supporters in Denver post-debate with this reference this morning.
I met this very spirited fellow who claimed to be Mitt Romney. But it couldn't have been Mitt Romney, because the real Mitt Romney has been running around the country for the last year promising $5 trillion in tax cuts that favor the wealthy. The fellow on stage last night said he didn't know anything about that.
The next presidential debate is scheduled for October 16th in a town hall-style format at Hofstra University. After a rough start to the school year, Chicago teachers have overwhelmingly endorsed a new three-year contract. NPR's Cheryl Corley tells us the Chicago Teachers Union has agreed to pay raises and a new teacher evaluation system.
The Chicago Teachers Union says 79% of the union's membership ratified the contract for the country's third largest district. The last step comes later this month when the Chicago School Board meets and is expected to approve the deal. Teachers walked off the job last month for 7 days, the first school strike in Chicago in 25 years. The contract, which Mayor Rahm Emanuel calls an honest compromise, includes a longer school day and a compromise evaluation system based partially on standardized test scores. Teachers will receive pay raises of 7% over the 3 years, plus extra pay for experience in education. The school district says Chicago teachers on average make about $76,000 a year. Cheryl Corley, NPR News, Chicago.
American Airlines says a fleet inspection is complete and loose seats that had been discovered on some planes have been repaired. On Wall Street at this hour, the Dow is up 82 points, the NASDAQ up 9. This is NPR News in Washington. Cross-border shelling by Syria earlier this week left 5 Turkish civilians dead and led Turkey to fire back. Now Russia is blocking a draft UN statement condemning the Syrian cross-border strike, proposing a weaker version calling for restraint. At the same time, UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon is warning that the risk of regional conflict and threat to international peace is increasing. Health officials are investigating how patients in 5 states contracted a rare kind of meningitis from an injected drug. NPR's Richard Knox says experts fear the problem may grow.
So far, there are more than 24 known cases of meningitis caused by a fungus, a rare and difficult-to-treat form of the brain infection. 4 patients have died. Evidence points to contamination of an anti-inflammatory steroid called methylprednisolone that doctors often inject into patients' spines to treat back pain. This form of meningitis cannot be transmitted from person to person. It's caused by a fungus called Aspergillus, a common leaf mold. It doesn't usually cause meningitis, but it can when injected into spinal fluid. Federal and state health officials are on the alert for more cases. The incubation period can be as long as a month, and the Massachusetts company that made the suspect drug shipped it to many states. So the danger period may not be over for a few weeks. Richard Knox, NPR News.
Canadian authorities say they've seized more than 600 barrels of stolen maple syrup in New Brunswick as part of an investigation into the theft of millions worth of syrup in Quebec. Quebec produces 80% of the world's maple syrup. I'm Louise Schiavone, NPR News, Washington.